After my oh-so-intriguing experience yesterday with that strange Robert Paulig espresso blend, which has got loads of little peaberries in it, he says it was 100% Arabica, so, you know, it was promising. It was very dark and mysterious in its feature. And definitely I didn't get the pour right at all, and it translated into the cup by being rather bitter. And this morning I've come back from my swim. I've had a lovely toast with a homemade lemon marmalade, and I felt like a really good coffee. So I was drawn to my cupboard and I pulled out a well-known, well-loved and liked by us, I brought out the Drury Reserve coffee. You know what you get with that. And I so enjoyed it. Immediately, Sylvia also kind of, you felt her breathe and a sigh of relief by pulling a shot with a bean that she's familiar with. And it came out really thick and rich and straight into my Illy Espresso cup, which of course is not an espresso cup. It is a flat white cup, 6 ounces. Frost some milk, added the milk to it, and it just tasted so good. It's this familiar, warm, rich, very, very pleasant taste. So what can I say? But the thing is, I'm not going to be defeated by Robert Paulig, and I'm going to put Sylvia through her paces again, and with a lot of attention. It's quiet here at home today. I might have to just think a little hard as to what I'm going to do, but I'll be damned if I don't get this right, unless it's really a horrible blend, which it can't be.